welcome back to our latest episode of West Coast XC. On today's episode, our special guest is the legendary photographer from Southern California, Jimmy Hsu. He'll come on in a few minutes to talk about how he got into photography and his background in track, and also how he, frames a photo and how he picks meets. It's going to be really interesting. I think you'll enjoy it. For those of you that know Jimmy from Southern California, you're familiar with his work. And for those that are not, you're going to really enjoy Jimmy as our guest. This last weekend, we went up to the University of Washington for the UW Invitational. And that was a Friday-Saturday meet. I could not make it for Friday. But Russell Moore took pictures of the 3,000 and a little bit of the 5,000. And you could check out his photos on his Instagram account. I typed in his Instagram handle right there on top there. And Friday, Pamela Kosky of New Mexico ran 844.62 in the 3,000, and she ran the second fastest time of the season in the NCAA. And on Saturday, we had several impressive marks. Laura Pellicoro of University of Portland ran 425.6 in the mile, which is the fastest time in the NCAA this year, and the third fastest time in the history of the NCAAs in indoor miles. And Alden Morales of J. Sarah ran up one of the faster heats of the 800. It's a college meet with pros in it. He ran 151.11, and that gives him the third fastest 800 time for a high school athlete. Cole Lindhurst of Washington ran 146.47. He came really close to breaking the school record that was set last week. And he still set a meet record at 146. And then Justin O'Toole won the 600 and set a facility record at 116.112. And the pictures of the men's 600, the 800, men's and women's 800, and the men's and women's mile is up on our website, westcoastxc.com, and also our Instagram has a link in our bio at westcoastxc. And so go check that out. If you're watching this on YouTube, if you could subscribe, that'd be so great. It really helps. And if you're listening on Apple Podcast or Spotify, please follow. All that helps. And with no further ado, let's introduce Jimmy Hsu. We are here with our special guest, the one and only Jimmy Hsu. And hi, Jimmy.
Hi, how are you guys?
Oh, great. And I have a bunch of questions for you. The first question is if you would mind telling us a little bit about yourself, because, you know, this is West Coast XC. We're talking Oregon, Washington, maybe Northern California. You know, it's be as familiar. You're extremely popular in Southern California. Mm-hmm. And can you tell us a little bit about what you do and why you're the famous Jimmy Hsu?
Yes. I'm basically a photographer down here in Southern California, cover pretty much the whole region in Southern Cal, and also occasionally travel up to Northern Cal, Central California, and pretty much the whole U.S. And just cover track and field, cross country, and anything else in between.
And why track and field and cross country? Were you a track and field and cross country athlete?
I was. As you can tell, there's a picture of me in high school right there. Okay. I did 4 years of track in high school, and I also did just some tryouts in college here and there. But after that, did some coaching, and then just started doing photography and just took off from there.
How did you get into photography?
I did it during my high school days, while I was competing. I just had my dad's camera. Back then it was a film camera. Just occasionally took pictures of my teammates here and there. And then just developed them, and then next thing you know, got back to it after I left coaching, and it's been a crazy journey after that.
And you're often kind of connected to Rich Gonzalez at Prep Cal Track. How did you get to know Rich?
Rich was a, you know, he's a Arcadia meet director down here in one of the biggest meets in one of the biggest high school meet in the US. I just felt one day that I wanted to photograph that meet since I ever started photography. And then we just got connected and we started collaborating on stuff. And and then it took off.
Nice.
And then we've been there, we've been collaborating ever since.
Yeah, I started doing this just a few years ago, and I would go on his website and I'd see, latest photos from Jimmy Sue, latest photos from Jimmy Sue. And I would go on your website, check out your beautiful photos. And then I came for not the Arcadia meet, but the Arcadia Distance Classic they have in March.
That's
And you were
the
there. And I wasn't sure if that was you, I didn't know. So I went and I introduced myself and I met the famous Jimmy Sue. Wow. So cool. You are very famous. I'm going to ask you questions about that in a little bit.
Sure.
The next question I want to ask you is, Southern California is massive. There are track
Yes,
meets, cross
everywhere.
country meets all over the place.
Yes.
And you even sometimes go down to San Diego section too. And how do you figure out where you're going each weekend?
It's very difficult. There are tons and tons of meets, especially during track season. We could have 10 plus meets all over this region right here, ranging from Los Angeles area to Orange County towards the Ventura County, Riverside County, and even the occasion I go to San Diego. I usually try to make a list and look at the entries probably about a week or 2 weeks beforehand. And then go on from there. I tell you the truth, there's no meets that's I could show up anywhere on any day. It's just depending on what I wake up that day. Of course the big ones like Arcadia, Mount SAC, those are for sure. I've hit up. But other meets they could be throwing the dice, flip a coin when I wake up in the morning, and then let's go. We'll go from there.
Do you ever like go to two meets in one day?
Two meets, three meets, even four meets in a day. I've been dialing it back just a little bit the last 1 or 2 years, because it's tough, just driving everywhere, and
Don't think people
but.
realize too, Jimmy, that you don't just plop the photos on your website. You have to edit them, throw some out, crop them. Takes time.
Yes, tons of time. Usually a meet, if I go to a meet, let's say a meet that's on a Saturday, usually Saturday nights, it's a main portion. It's, some of the editing that needs to be done, set out, for show stuff, and of course on prep my website I have prep contract, and then the next Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, whatever needs to be done, gets finished, albums get finished, and then go on to the next meet.
And you also
But
go, it's not just high school meets, you'll go to college meets too.
college meets and if there's collegiate meets, if there's any collegiate meets here, not like collegiate, pro meets here, then I'll hit those too. Like that's so we have meets every day, every weekend over here. I'll try and mix it up here and there. But my main priority right now it's high school meets.
High
But I
school.
do occasionally hit college meet. We have USC down the road, UCLA, a bunch of D2 Cal Poly Pomonas and things like that around here. So it's a lot of things to cover.
And the college athletes are probably thrilled to see you because they remember their glory days in high school when you were
Oh,
there.
definitely, definitely. It's crazy when you see them from the youth running as little kids
Yeah.
to the high school level, and then now collegiate and pros. It's
Yeah, the Olympics. You'll watch athletes that I think of like Tara Davis of Agoura High School, who won the gold medal in the long jump.
One of my favorite athletes ever to cover.
That's wonderful. All right, I'm going to ask you some photography questions here because I'm trying my best to dabble in photography. And your pictures that you post, some of the many of the pictures are, have just an amazing background. You have a really good eye for trying to capture the
Background.
background. So, like, I'll give some examples I can remember off the top of my head. Like, if Southern California gets lucky and it rains a little bit in late October, early November, the San Gabriel Mountains might have some snow on it. You'll go up the hill there and take a picture of the kids running with the snow in the background with the San Gabriels, or at Woodbridge, they have like a
The balloon.
they have the
Balloons
balloon. Isn't there a
over there,
merry-go-round
balloon.
too?
Yeah, there is a merry-go-round. That's a little bit more difficult to photograph in that.
I've seen it though. I've seen it in your pictures in the background.
Yeah, it's you know it's what that meet, what bridge meet, you know, as you know, especially when it gets later in the evening, it's super tough with the lighting and that stuff.
Yeah, it's super challenging.
So yeah, super challenging. So I try to get as much good lighting as you know, as much lighting as I can. Or you know, try to look at good, you know, just in very interesting backgrounds, you know, to the meet, to the area. You know, just you know, each meet I go to, or each place I go to, I try to do a walk around, just to see, observe everything. If there's anything I'll miss, you know, looking at pictures from the past, you know, just try to get some unique stuff.
You know, you're moving around. You're hustling. I tend to like find my three spots and I stay there. And you're there. You might see in one of my spots, and I won't see it for a long time. And
Oh
then,
yeah, I'm always trying. I'm always, you know, especially during cross country season, that might be in one spot for like two races, and then next you know, I'm gone. I'm in a different spot here, or and then I'll switch it up just a little bit. You know, you always try and mix it up, just you know, just to keep you motivated and keep you know, kids and the parents and the coaches, just different stuff.
yeah, but moving around during cross country, you'll be at places that no photographers will be, and the kids appreciate when they see a unique photo that they can't get, that they can't see something anywhere else because you get there. And then track. Now that's something I when at the state meet, I like to stalk you and follow you because you're able to get, and the Arcadia is the same thing. You're able to get the field events while the running events are happening, sprinting events, hurdles, distance running. How do you manage the track events? That's really hard to try to get everybody.
Yeah, and you know, I've been blessed, because you know, there's certain the facilities where, like you know, especially if there's a long jump pit or a high jump pit or a pole vault pit that's very close to the track or on the track, so it's a little bit easier to get pictures. So you know, well, I'll get a picture of the jump, one sequence of the jump, and then next you know, they're passing me, then I'll get those also. But there, you know, there's certain times where it's challenging, where especially the throwing events where you have discus and shot put, where it's you know outside of the stadium. So those are just a little bit harder to get. But you always try to balance, you know, getting field events and running events at the, you know, during track and field season, because it is track and field, not
Yeah.
just events. So.
And I'm not gonna, I don't want to put the pressure on you here. I'm not, all the meets you go to are wonderful, right? They're wonderful. Are there a handful of meets that you kind of go, oh, I can't wait for this one? I mean, not to downgrade the other meets, but just say, boy, this one's gonna be good. I do you look forward to certain meets?
Course, the big ones, Arcadia, Mount SAC, and you know, once you get towards May, you have the section of championships, and then state meet. But you know, every meet, it's a different experience. You know, especially when you hit the in the beginning of the season, you don't you kind of don't know who you're gonna see or who's gonna show up, what performance the athletes are gonna do. Yeah, it's different experience every meet. So
I saw a few years ago you went to the Texas Relays, but that was fun.
yeah, Texas meet, yes. First time at Texas Relays, that was a 3 day craziness over there. I that's always been on bucket list to hit big state meets. California, we have, of course, we have big meets, but other parts of the country, we have Texas relays, Florida relays, Penn relays, Drake relays. Those are very big meets across the country, and I've been to quite a few of them already. It's always a good experience, especially when you have that meet, Penn relays, where you have high school students, collegiate and pros running at the same meet. It's nowadays it's rare for that to happen. So
Yeah,
those
those are
are,
fun meets when you get all the different levels there. It's super fun.
the kids love interacting with this college and pros, and then it's always a good learning experience for them, when they have, take picture, when they have the chance to take pictures, get autographs, and just pick their brains a little bit, just learn from them.
Yeah, track is really cool in that you could go on a warm up and bump into your idol going on a warm up too, or cool down from their race. And yeah, and they're so accessible at track meets too. If you're a young athlete and you want to, meet another athlete. And the other thing that's really happened that I think because of social media, some of the high school athletes are extremely popular too,
Yes, they are, like, man, just like this, the last couple of years, Sadie, every time I see her, I meet her, she there is always a crowd around her. That reminds me of when a couple of years ago, Tara was like that. When you just have massive crowds around her, and I don't know how those athletes stay in focus when they have, such crazy crowds.
Yeah, it's in intense. So I follow you on Instagram and I think you're on Twitter too, or X. And I don't know if you've done this recently, but can you explain to me how you became an expert on the triple and long jump pits?
I was a former athlete in high school. How I got started in track was, I got recruited by my high school coach, Tony Scow, in 9th grade. He saw me and my friends playing basketball in PE one day, and he came up to us and he's like, "Hey, won't you guys come up to join track?" I was like, "Track and field? What is this? I don't
Yeah.
know." Nah, even though I ran in elementary school and a little bit in middle school, but God, I didn't thought that I would, be in high school athlete. So I came out well, we came out one day, and it was I remember it was a high jump. We came out for high jump. Me, I'm just short little guy. I did all right. Made a team. Next thing you know, I got thrown in long jump. Next thing you know, trip jump. And then I just fell in love with the with jumps. And then yeah, and then next thing you know, I'm covering jumps. It's not a lot of people pay attention to the field events, especially during track season. They're focus on sprints and distance. Field events don't get the love as they should, and I'm trying to change that just a little bit,
So you're a connoisseur of a really finely tuned and groomed jumping pit, is that right?
Mary. There are rules to where sand level has to be a certain level. Of course, when there's a big gap, I've seen bad ones around here, especially in no names. But it does have to be leveled to the runways. If I see what during the season. I will call you out. Just, you know, I think you deserve to be called out. Just, you know, if you don't have like the right level of sad, don't just like anything. Like if you're running a short, if you're running at 80 meters versus 100 meters, you know,
Okay.
that's like almost the same thing. You know, you should
Yes.
be.
You'll see that on your Instagram story. You'll say, "Hey, thumbs up." You know, it looks good, or maybe not so good. And it kind of cracks me up when I see that. And people comment too. So they're like,
Oh yeah,
"Hey,
like, yeah. There's commissioners that, you know, that will tell me, hey, is my this good pit or not a good pit, or
oh, they asked for your
meet direct
opinion.
meet or meet directors that will tell me, you know, good pit. This is a good pit or this pit, you know, things like that. So it's good when they notice that also.
Another thing I see on your Instagram story is that you are also an expert on French toast in breakfast meals.
Definitely.
And, you know, I can tell you as a photographer, I look at the schedule, I'm like, when do I eat? How am I going
You
to
know
eat?
what? You
So you have to load up, and that breakfast is huge.
do, you do. And especially during cross in the track season where, you know, we are out there, and you know, we're out there 10 hours, 12 hours, you know, out in the sun, you know, doing our thing, and then, you know, we have to go home or go to a spot to edit these pictures, and you know, we don't have time to eat or things like that. So to me, breakfast is the most important meal of the day. You got started off with breakfast. So you just I eat breakfast no matter what, especially during track season. Also, during cross country season, I tried not to do it because I've done it a few times where I'll eat a big meal, especially French toast, and then I'll go up to like a big hill during, you know, during in the course, and next thing you know, I'm
It comes to haunt you,
that
huh?
yeah, that's not a good feeling. Yeah, and nobody would like to see that, especially if you're a runner. You can see like a puke during in the course. So, but yeah, during track season, you'll see me posting food stuff, and I kids love that. You know,
Yeah.
they'll eat it up.
Well, they're beautifully, of course, you're a photographer. They're beautifully framed photos too of the breakfast. And you must research.
I'm not too big of a too good of a food picture guy.
Yeah, they look good though.
Yeah, I'm trying my best. I'm trying my
Well,
best.
maybe it went, then we're not going to give you credit then. We're going to give the chef the credit for making a
Oh,
beautiful
definitely. Yes,
dish.
yes, 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 yes.
And so you must research when you go to a certain city, like, okay, what's the best breakfast or.
Yes, there. it's funny. It's rare. I mean, there's times where I don't know where what meat I'm going to go to until the day before or even the morning of. So there's times where I'm looking. Let's say if it's meat on, if it's on a Saturday, I'll Friday night will be my, you know, going on Yelp or going
Yeah.
on or Instagram or, you know, things like that, looking for food spots. I try to stay local, like, you know, local mom and pop shops, because I think those are the best, you know, and the best. Try not to do a little bit of chain, you know, IHOP, Denny's, things sort of like that. You have to stay local, you know. You don't know what's yet. Explore a little bit with food,
Yeah.
with, you know, in local areas.
So I'm looking behind you. You have a beautiful backdrop, beautiful display of photos. And when I have been at meets where you're at, and I'm standing next to you, kids will want to take your picture. They want to take a selfie with you, which is quite an honor. Tell me about the relationships, because I can tell you've got some relationships there behind you. You know, these kids that have you know, been these fantastic athletes and for your photos. What is your relationship with the and coaches too, coaches and athletes?
Yes. You know, part of the sport, part of this is we're trying to, you know, build the overall, try to expand the horizon of, you know, try to make track and field and cross country, you know, like a popular sport. Well, it is a popular sport in our neck of the woods, but not, you know, in the world. It's just a little bit of percentage,
Right.
which was, you know, as a photographer, you're trying to spread the word of these amazing athletes, seeing what they do, you know, each day and out, and just share their journey, share their journey. They're, you know, these athletes are, you know, they deserve to be noticed, you know, just like football players, basketball players. They're human beings, and they do deserve to be noticed, and I think that's part of my job. Just yeah.
Well, if I'm an athlete, high school athlete, let's say, and I look behind you and I'm thinking, I want to get on his wall. I'm going to get on his wall, you know?
it's you know, there's always four walls surrounding, and you have a roof, so you know, there's always a chance. There's always a chance
Okay,
for
so if I if so this is just one wall. You have it's this is this is your track room. You've got all these photos around the walls here.
Yes. You know, there's plenty of, you know, for the last, how long I've been doing this? I'll say 10 plus years. You know, I've taken hundreds of thousands of pictures, maybe millions of pictures. I haven't even counted. There's tons of memories, tons of pictures. You just don't know who you're gonna run up to the next, you know, at the next meet. Yeah, and then hopefully one day you could be up here. You know, we can make memories, you know, share these memories with everybody out in this world, out in this universe.
Yeah, I'm looking and recognizing a few famous athletes back there. Well, that's really cool, Jim. I sure appreciate you taking the time and talking with us. And you have an Instagram account that is it Jimmy Sue?
It's Mr. Potato Jimmy.
Oh, Mr. Potato Jimmy. Now, how'd you get
Mr.
that
Yes.
name?
I love potatoes, if you can tell. French fries, hash browns, home
Oh,
fries.
I'm with you.
Oh, you know, who doesn't like French fries?
Oh.
You know, I just thought one day when I started my Instagram, I was like, hey, I gotta come up with a unique nickname. Just, you know, just to be a little bit unique, a little bit. And next thing you know, Mr. Potato Jimmy was born, and we'll go, and then that's it.
So it's Mr. Potato Jimmy.
Popped up, yeah, Mr. Popped up, and then, you know, there are people that call me by that name at meets. So, hey, Mr. Potato Jimmy, that's him, it's him. It's, yeah,
So you also have a website, which is
Jimmy Sue Photo.
jimmysuephoto.com, where anybody can go on there and purchase photos.
Yes, sir.
The gallery goes way deep from many years. And so let's say you are like 22 years old, and you're like, wait a minute, I wonder if he came to my meet when I was 17. You can go back in time and
Back
find
there, though,
photos.
and you always, you know, contact me on social, even though I'm laying back just a little bit before the season, just getting my little bit of rest before the season begins.
Absolutely. It's a long season. You got lots of meets. The
Long.
meets are long. I want to tell the listeners and viewers that, I'm learning how to do this, and I'll see Jimmy at a 2-day meet, and I'll see him on day two, and I'll ask him how's it going, and he says he's been up since 3.
Long
And
days.
I'm thinking, okay, and that really teaches me, it's so important to get these photos out quick.
Yes.
Not the athletes appreciate it, coaches appreciate it, but also, the people that are needing the photos, the different media sources would like them quickly too. And
Yes.
also, I think, I don't know about you, Jimmy, it's just nice to get them done too, not
It
have the
does. It
oh,
is.
you just have this on. Yeah. And so I've learned a lot from you. When I go to the California State meet, I think I just go, okay, going to the now I'm you know we I'm you and I don't live in Fresno, so I'm going to the
Yeah.
hotel. I'm going to do what Jimmy does, and I'm just going to stay up.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
And as
man.
long as I can, so I'm a little bit older than you, so I kind of like give up a little bit, and I say, I'm just gonna. But then I don't sleep that great, so I just get up early and just keep going, because I have this guilt because I have all these photos. So, you've taught me this work ethic of you got to get it done, and so you're such a
Yeah.
hard worker, and so you deserve a little break here. So,
We try. You know, as media guys, you know, that's it's there's people only see what we do at the track. They don't see what happens behind the scenes, late at night, editing all these pictures, getting them out. Yeah, it's a lot of work, but we are happy to do it because we want to share and sh
Absolutely.
share these memories
We're not
with
complaining. We're
everybody.
just like, hey,
Yeah.
it's just hard work. And I just learned that from you that, you got to get it done and then show up the next day and keep going and
Gotta
just
grind it out.
got to grind it out.
If the kids are out there grinding, we gotta grind it too.
Exactly. That's a good attitude. So your website's jimmysuephoto.com. And I live up in Portland, Oregon, Beaverton, Oregon. And when I get down to Southern California and you're there,
Yes.
then I know that I picked the right meat. I'm like, hey, Jimmy's here. I made the right call here. So I look forward to seeing you later this spring. And again, I always watch you. Like, okay, there he is. He's going that side of the track. Okay, there he is. He's got his chair. That's a smart move. Got to get low on these photos. Okay.
We especially at meets, there's you have to get every time you if you have even though like a minute of rest, a good minute of rest is it's it'll power you up for the next few minutes. So
Yeah. Well, thanks a lot, Jimmy. You have a great winter, and we'll look forward to seeing your photos later on this track season.
definitely.
And go track and field.
Yes, go track and field.
Thank you. I want to thank Jimmy Sue for being our special guest. He's an outstanding photographer. I admire his work and his work ethic. Yeah, I've learned a lot from him. He's a great photographer. And if you are from Southern California, you're well aware of that, and you love his photos too. He does make it up. He does say in the interview that he does make it to Northern California. He occasionally makes it to Nike Outdoors Nationals in Eugene, and he makes it up to NXN too. And so check out his website at jimmysuephoto.com for more photos. And I look forward to seeing his photos later on in the springtime during track season. I will be at the California Winter Championships on Saturday. And so you can look for photos of distance events that are there. They have the 1500, the 600, the 3000, 4x8, the distance medley relay. And we'll be there. Download the photos, give us a follow, subscribe. Until next time, thank you.